This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were met at the closing bell this afternoon by yet another record high on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,296 to be precise, which does, I suppose, make you feel pretty good about things because...
Ow! Adrian Hill, did you just hit me?
I'm sorry, but you gotta mellow out with this stuff.
You can't
calm
hit.
Calm down.
You can't hit. And look, it's a record. A record is a record.
Yeah, it's not a record that means that much. Let me explain this to you, Kai.
All right.
And let me start with Kelley Business School professor Scott Smart.
Okay, but no more hitting.
Fair enough.
It's a rough indicator of the health of the market, but there are some problems with the Dow as such an indicator.
For one, the Dow is a very, very small sample. It's 30 companies.
Since it only looks at 30 stocks, there are obviously big portions of the market that the Dow doesn't monitor or doesn't capture.
Google isn't there. Apple isn't there. I could keep going for a long, long time. Campbell Harvey from Duke has another reason you might want to do a little less, gee whiz, the Dow is so amazing talk.
It is weighted in a very unusual way.
Unlike other indices, where the weight is the stock price times the number of outstanding shares, or the market cap, with the Dow?
The weight for each stock is essentially the stock price.
And to calculate the Dow, you pretty much need fourth grade math. David Blitzer from S&P Dow Jones Indices explains.
You take the price of each stock and add up those 30 numbers.
And then you divide them.
By a number called the divisor, which scales it or gets it to the right size.
When they replace a company on the Dow, they change the divisor to keep the Dow stable. Right now it's about 0.13. And then that's it. You're done. That's the Dow. No complicated formula, no algorithms. No wonder more serious investors prefer the S&P 500. That's 500 large corporations. That's up, but not yet setting new records. Sakai, you might want to cool your heels just a little bit. But sorry again about the slap.
All right, but it hurt, you know.